This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. New guidelines from the Department of Homeland Security make it harder for visitors to enter this country, even visitors from friendly countries. A British journalist discovered that recently when she tried to enter the U.S. on business. She says she was handcuffed and held overnight by immigration officials when she didn't provide the proper paperwork. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Elena Lappin says she never really got to see much of L.A., just a view from behind bars. When she got off her plane from London last week, she was asked the usual questions by a customs agent.
What is the purpose of your visit to Los Angeles?
As a freelance journalist working on assignment for a story in the Guardian newspaper, Lappin says she told the agent she was here to conduct some interviews. That's when the agent asked her for her press visa.
I'd never heard of this visa, never. I was interrogated for many hours. I didn't actually time it, but it was a very long time.
Lappin found out her British passport was not enough to allow her in the U.S. So instead of getting her passport stamped, Lappin was informed that she would be sent back to London on the next flight, which was the following day.
I never imagined that what it meant was becoming a detainee with all that that entails, which is fingerprints, a body search. The luggage was instantly searched. And then I was transferred to various facilities in handcuffs, driven in a van. Inside that van, I had to sit handcuffed in a sort of cage, like a terrorist or an animal. It was absolutely shocking.
Lappin was taken to a detention center in downtown L.A., run by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Bureau. She had to spend the night in what she describes as a tank, hard to breathe, with no food or medical attention.
I was brought to this cell where there was no place to lie down at all. Everything was steel, so sort of stainless steel benches on each side of the wall, a toilet behind a kind of partial partition, everything in full view, absolutely no privacy, a neon light on, you know, the ceiling all night long, a television in the corner, which was remotely controlled by them, not by me, and it was blaring a shopping channel all night long, so it was like torture, really.
She later learned from the group Reporters Without Borders that 12 other journalists were detained and deported from LAX in the past year since the Department of Homeland Security was created. She fears the U.S. has begun to regard journalists from friendly countries as hostile visitors.
I just find it barbaric and completely uncivilized and really shocking. And it does such enormous damage to the image of the country. I find it, you know, hugely self-destructive.
We don't like to turn people away. We like to welcome people to America, no matter what they're calling.
Jim Michie is a spokesman for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service.
But we also are required to enforce the law with regard to entry documents. If you don't have a good passport, if you don't have the required visa, we have no alternative but to send you home, because it's the law.
Immigration officials say Lappin was handled the same way as anyone without proper documents trying to get into the country. They are handcuffed for safety reasons and escorted to a place where they can wait for the next flight out. Ana Hinojosa is the area port director for U.S. Customs and Protection at LAX.
Every possible country, every possible occupation, every age, every height, every you name it, we have to send people back if they're not eligible to come in, because they don't have the proper documents or they've previously violated the terms of their visa.
Hinojosa says the restrictions on journalists are the same as they are for anyone without proper documentation.
It's unfortunate that Ms. Lappin feels that she was treated unfairly or was specifically targeted, because that certainly was not the case. I think that once it's explained to people that it's not that they've been targeted or that they've been treated differently, most people understand that this is not a hotel. You know, we don't run a hotel, nor is this, you know, are we responsible for giving them resort-like treatment. Our job is to protect America's borders, and we do what we can with the facilities that we have available.
Welcome to Los Angeles International Airport.
Arriving yesterday from London's Heathrow Airport, British tourist Joan Close says she doesn't have much sympathy for Elena Lappin.
You think that a journalist would know exactly what she needs, and, you know, any journalist, to go any... I mean, they go all over the world, don't they, so they should know.
It's her fault.
They should find it out, really.
Lappin has a response for that.
I acknowledge that one should have been better informed. And I'd like to also point out that the reason why I never thought that I would need a visa, a journalist visa, to go to the States is because I know of no other country that requires them in the Western world.
Elena Lepin says she's now applying for a journalist visa so she can come back to the U.S. to finish her work. For Day to Day, I'm Mandalit Del Barco in Los Angeles.